This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. It is the Valenti Show with Rico, Mike on vacation. He will be back on Monday. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not football today. It's a baseball blitz.
Maybe around the diamond?
Around the diamond. That's what we'll call that today. Yes, guys, we're doing something a little different here because the trade deadline was yesterday. So let's talk about some of the all-time trade deadline moves here.
Ooh, I like this.
Oh, okay. See, when I heard you talking about this, I was just like, why are we talking about an NFL trade? Baseball. David, I'll stand down. You can go ahead.
So let's go to 1997. There was a player that was having an amazing year for the Oakland Athletics. He had 24 home runs. He had him down the stretch for the team he was traded to. Finished the season with a career high 58 home runs. Mark
McGwire.
Oh, yeah.
He was traded to the St. Louis Cardinals in 1997.
Who'd they get for him, by the way? Who do we know?
I think I have that, yes. The Cardinals traded three pitchers, TJ Matthews, Eric Ludwig, and Blake Stein to the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, I was going to say Giambi.
How'd that work out? Yeah.
Now, what's interesting is that was supposed to be a rental. He ended up re-signing and staying in St. Louis. And we all know what happened after that.
Yes.
Was steroids.
Creatine. Hey, well, you know what? Here's the thing, though. He and Sosa saved baseball.
Yeah.
Because baseball was in the toilet after that strike. So, for all those writers, you're being hypocritical because you all made a ton of money off your articles and your books, and now you turned your back on them.
Let's go to another trade. This was very similar to Mark McGwire because it included the St. Louis Cardinals again in 2009. 1 year after finishing second in NL MVP voting, Matt Holliday was traded from the Rockies to the Athletics, actually. And then he went on to sign with the St. Louis Cardinals in that offseason.
Okay. Matt Holliday is a really good player. And his son was a first-round draft choice this few weeks ago.
Really?
By the Colorado Rockies.
I know, man. It's when you just start feeling old.
I know.
Jesus, yeah.
Like, how many sons does he have? How many are going to be Major League Baseball players? Probably all of them, right?
Yep. Let's get to this one. Because there's other ones on the Orioles.
This guy was included in two deals. He was traded in back-to-back years. It is Mark Teixeira. He was first traded from the Rangers
to the Braves,
in 2007. What's interesting there is that the players that the Rangers traded or got in the trade for Teixeira end up helping them win back-to-back AL pennants in 2010 and 2011. Elvis Andrus, Feliz, and Matt Harrison all had big roles with them for the Rangers.
See, they came back to haunt them.
Not them. But what happens is Teixeira then goes to the Braves, signs there, and then they trade him a year later to the Angels in 2008. And he helped the Angels in 54 games with L.A. He slashed .358, .449, .632 with 13 home runs, 43 RBIs. And he helped them make the NLDS, which they fell to the Boston Red Sox.
Okay. Teixeira. No, I remember him. Yeah, another good player.
I think everyone remembers this next one. If I mention this, you're going to know exactly what it is. Randy Johnson.
Well, which time? He was traded a few times.
Exactly.
Is it from Montreal to Seattle for, I believe, Floyd Bannister?
I still say, and David, hold on real quick. I don't know. Is there a 30 for 30 on that Montreal 94 team?
Oh, they were amazing.
Do you realize the players and the Hall of Famers that were all on that team?
Yeah.
And baseball just gave up on them. They were the best team in baseball, and I do think they would have won. But yes, he went to. I was about to say when he went to Seattle or when he went to the Yankees.
It's when he was with Seattle. Everyone remembers when he played for Seattle, and then he plays with Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, well, remember, yes. Seattle traded him to Houston in 1998 at the trade deadline. He had 11 starts with Houston. He went 10-1. With a 1.28 ERA. Now, they lost both his starts in the NLDS against the Padres, and he walked in free agency to go to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
And you probably, for those who watched that, witnessed something you'll never see again. That's when they won, they only used two pitchers.
Correct.
It was him and Curt Schilling.
Yes.
They used two starting pitchers the entire World Series and won.
It's like, what's today? Monday? Okay, so it's Schilling. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday.
They used Schilling. The off day, and it worked, and it wasn't any pitch count. It was, guys, you can rest your arms when the series is over. I will send you on a vacation.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
We're thinking of a different year because the 94 Expos were 74 and 40.
Wait.
Yeah, no, you're right. But they didn't have, it wasn't when they had Dawson and those guys, though.
No. I thought it was
Cliff Floyd, Will Cordero. I'm looking it up. Moises Alou.
Yeah.
Larry Walker. And then their pitching was
Pedro Martinez on that team.
I don't know. Pedro Martinez, Jeff Fassaro, Mel Rojas. Yeah. It wasn't as dominating as I thought they were, but the strikes screwed them.
Yeah.
So let's get to the next one here. And it is David Price.
Oh, yes.
Not the trade to Detroit. It was when Detroit traded him to Toronto.
Oh, who did we get? Oh, we got Matthew Boyd and Daniel Norris, correct?
Yes, I believe that was it.
Way to go, Stanley.
Yes. He went 9-1 with them in 11 starts, and they won the AL East. Unfortunately, Price in the ALCS was not good, and the Royals beat them.
Well, David, I don't know if you have, speaking of which, we've all talked about it and every Detroiter knows, the Doyle Alexander trade.
Yeah, no, that one is not on this list.
But he came to the Tigers and actually played well. Was he 9-1?
He was 9-0.
Mm-hmm. 9-0.
And then he started off great the following year, made the All-Star game, and then it was over.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you this one to close it out here. And you probably remember this one, Stoney. I know you remember this one. I'll just name him CC Sabathia.
CC Sabathia when he went from Cleveland to Milwaukee?
Correct.
Now, who did the Indians at that time get for him?
I'm not sure. I would have to look that up. But we're talking about records here. He went 11-2.
Yeah, he led them to the playoffs.
1.65 ERA, 7 complete games, and 3 of them were shutouts. He made each of his final 3 starts on 3 days rest, winning the final 2, including a 122 pitch complete game.
Wait.
To beat the Cubs 3-1.
Wait, I thought you were supposed to come out of the game at 85 pitches. David, the thing I used to like about CC Sabathia, it literally looked like he just woke up and put on a uniform. He just looked messy, but he would just go out there and get it done. Looked like he should have been playing in a beer league somewhere.
Well, what he did not do is he didn't get it done in the NLDS because he got rocked by the Phillies.
It was weird. The Indians got Rob Bryson, a minor league player, Zach Jackson, no idea who it was, Matt LaPorta, who was a little bit of a catch, and then a player to be named later who turned out to be a pretty good player in Michael Brantley.
Yes. But everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with LaPorta, by the way, I believe that's Sam's brother. Just having fun with trade deadline stuff. That is your, what did you call it, Rico? Around the diamond.
Oh, and real quick, looks like the 2027 Major League All-Star Game will be hosted
by no one because there'll be a lockout.
That's a good point.
At Wrigley Field.
At Wrigley Field.
You know what? David. See, this is why I don't like you, man. You're always negative.
That is you around the diamond, 97.1.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.